My head lifted. I had left the back wall open so I could hear what Logan was hearing. Our mom was crying. Letting go of the handle, I went back through the wall and out through the second pantry. Trailing down the hallway, all the lights were off in the north hallway. A lone light was on in the dining room, but the kitchen was dark. The crying had turned to a soft weeping. It was coming from the kitchen. I caught movement coming around the corner. It was Logan. His eyes were big as he came up to me and whispered, "Mom's crying in there." I pushed him back slightly. "Go upstairs."
"No."
"Logan," I hissed, frowning. He was just a kid. He didn't need to deal with this crap. "Go upstairs and find my fucking book. I still have to do my homework." He rolled his eyes, wearing his own frown. His hair was sticking up all over.
"I already did your homework. Don't worry about it."
"You did?"
"Yeah, that's why I took your book."
Then the tiny frown turned into a smirk.
"And to use as collateral so you take me with you tonight."
I laughed. I had to.
"You're such a pain in the ass."
"Yeah, but I'm a smart pain in the ass."
"You are."
I pulled him close and thumped him on the back, ruffling his hair at the same time.
"But you're not coming."
"Why? I heard Nate and Ethan talking about beer at school. Is it because you guys are drinking tonight?"
"Maybe." My eyes narrowed down at him. How the hell did he know everything?
"You're too young to drink beer."
He rolled his eyes and pushed me back. He tried to push me back. When I didn't move even an inch, he let out a disgusted sound and mumbled,
"Whatever, I'm only a year younger than you."
"So?"
"I did your homework."
"No one asked you to. I can do my own homework.
I get better grades than you.
I'm number one in my class." Logan opened his mouth, ready with a retort, but didn't have one. His mouth closed and he cursed at me.
"Whatever."
I was laughing on the inside. Logan was probably number one in his class too, but I knew he didn't know.
"Gotcha, punk-ass bitch."
As he continued to glare at me, I tried to hold back my smirk. I lost. It slipped out and Logan started grinning too. He hit me.
"You're lying."
"I'm not."
"You are."
He lifted his arm to hit me again, but I swooped in. Grabbing his arm and waist, I lifted him in the air like he was a case of beer. Then I hoisted him around my waist, holding onto his legs and under his bottom arm. I started to turn in a circle, then went faster and faster.
"Oh my God, Mason!"
He clutched my leg.
"Stop!"
"This is for taking my book." I went faster.
"I'm going to puke!"
I felt him laughing and went even faster.
"This is for doing my homework when I didn't ask and trying to use it as blackmail so you could come with us tonight."
His hand dug deeper into my leg.
"I mean it, Mace. I'm going to puke."
His body convulsed and I stopped, dropping him immediately. He fell to the floor and rolled onto his back. His cheeks were flushed and he had a sour look on his face.
"Shit."
I bent down and nudged his shoulder. "Roll over. If you puke, you won't choke on it." His hand flew up to cover his mouth. He started arching up from the floor, his eyes closed, and I knew it was coming. I started to back away, but then he burst out laughing.
"Wait."
Logan flipped his legs in the air and jumped to his feet in one smooth motion. He pointed at me, still laughing.
"The look on your face."
He bent over and more laughter spilled out. As he slapped his knee, he shook his head.
"That was awesome. I know what to do next time. Just puke on you. Best prank ever."
I hit him on the back of his head.
"That's the dumbest prank ever."
I rolled my eyes, but he kept laughing, and I couldn't stop myself from grinning with him. His laugh was so damn contagious.
"Okay, enough."
He kept laughing.
"You can't come tonight, but if you want to in the future, get my book right now."
He stopped.
"Really?"
"Really." As he started to go, I repeated, "But you can't come tonight. No way am I letting you drink. I don't want to hear about it from Mom later." He shrugged.
"Fine, but she wouldn't know. I'm a fucking Cade, Mason. I know how